With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats.
Yes.
That says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in-store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, we have a Q&A for you. Just the hard-hitting questions this week.
Down and dirty.
Yeah.
You're going to hear us be, you know, real long-winded little yin-yang twins in here because Joy's off shooting a movie. So you're stuck with Hillary and I today.
Sorry.
Good luck to you.
Sorry. Apologies first, friends. Okay. We have a question from Biz. They ask, what show would you enjoy more, a prequel of Dan and Karen in high school or a sequel with all of your kids as teenagers? I mean.
Okay. Our show did two things very well. Flashbacks and time jumps.
Yeah.
So I can't give you an either or, Biz, but what I can say is I would love a flashback episode to see Dan and Karen in high school. But selfishly, because I really like my friends, I would want to see a sequel where our kids were teenagers so we could all hang out and go play pool at the Blue Post after work.
Like, having a teenager in my house makes me want to know the teenagers of Tree Hill so badly. Like, I want to know my Sawyer. I want to know your twin boys. I want to know Lydia. Yes. I want to know all of these kids so badly because it's fun watching a kid grow up. Like all of Gus's friends I've known since they were like 2 and 3 years old. And you see them blossom into these angsty little animals. And I just fucking love it.
Well, and it's cool too. Like, I think about that a lot when I, you know, when I get like, either when we're FaceTiming or I get like a video.
Or when George grabs your leg and doesn't let go of you.
I love her. Oh, she wraps her little paws around me. I feel so special. But like, truly, sometimes when I look at Gus and I think about the fact that Brooke has these twin boys and that they would be around his age now, a little younger than him, I'm just like, man, this kid is like one of the coolest people I know. Mm-hmm. And I would love to know more of them. Does Gus want to cosplay as Jude or Davis Baker?
Like, honestly, what are we doing? You know that he does. Like, Gus is chomping at the bit to work. He wants to work really bad. And he's trying to take some scene study classes this summer. And he's doing so many plays this year in our town and at school.
I love that he's into community theater.
Girl, he takes it so seriously. And I love it. I love it. I love it for him. I love who he is in that space. And I just want to know, like, there's this curiosity factor for all of the kids of Tree Hill, not even like just our kids, but like, where's baby Jenny?
Yeah.
You know, where is Lily? Because there's like crop A of kids. That's like Jamie, Lily, baby Jenny. They're all in their early 20s now. Mm-hmm. And then crop B, that is Sawyer, your boys was June Davis.
Yep.
Did Mouth have kids? Who else had kids?
I don't remember if we ever saw Mouth have a kid, like in all the montagey stuff at the end, but
Bevan had a kid. Oh, remember? Did Bevan have a kid with Tim?
Bevan and Tim had a kid.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they had a little boy, I believe. And then we've got Lydia and Sawyer were the girls from Y'all.
Wait, they had a boy they named Nathan.
Oh my God, that's right. Oh God, that's right.
Oh my God, I want to see that kid.
Yeah, I want to see that.
That's fun.
I can't decide if he'd be really athletic or like a total theater baby.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's soft, that kid. Because he's like a mama's boy. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh.
Okay, well, this is a great question. I pick both answers.
Yeah, because I also, again, super curious about Dan and Karen because I love a villain origin story.
Yeah.
And like, what if there's shit we don't know? Like, what if Karen was so mean to Dan in high school? Like, what if she was the popular one and was just
God,
like,
I love that.
Like, fuck you, Dan. Yeah, we don't know. You know,
I love that.
Karen could have been humbled over the years, and that's when we meet her as Lucas's mom. I would love if she was like a Heathers type bitch in high school. Oh. Wouldn't that be great for Moira?
Oh my God, she'd have so much fun. And by the way, like, part of I think what would be so cool about flashback episodes to see them is that they did go to high school in the 80s.
Yes, that's hot.
Oh,
it would be Heathers.
Big shoulder pads and perms, give it to me.
I want it. Yeah. All right, Biz, that was a really nice question to answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Piper wants to know, what is your most played song on your Spotify right now? I'm opening my phone to check. I have a hunch I know what it is. Yeah, mine's definitely Most Wanted by Beyonce and Miley Cyrus. I love this Cowboy Carter album.
Baby, I have strong feelings about Miley. I'm pretty fucking into both her and Beyonce.
Same.
I'm going to give you 3 guesses what mine is.
Is it Pom Pom Squad or Manson?
It is! You only need one guess!
I'm like, it's one of those two bands. Did I get your one and two?
You're fucking hilarious. It's Pom Pom Squad.
Hey, and which song?
It's just the whole album is up here. So,
well, I love that.
What my favorite song is this song she has called Crying, and it's got a real Roy Orbison feel to it. And there's a line in there where she says, feels like everyone who loves me fucking hates me. And I have never
felt more seen.
Girl, I know that everyone loves me, but also I know that I'm
insufferable. Like, I know this.
Well, I don't think you're insufferable at all. I actually wonder, is that sort of the cross to bear of being a Cancer?
Yeah.
Where you are so sensitive. Like, here's the thing that I've learned. My year, my word of the year for 2024 was tender.
Yeah.
I have been experimenting with being more tender with myself and others, even in like pursuit of justice, even in what is true.
Yeah.
Communicating more tenderly for the last couple of years. And it's really a place that I feel like I've arrived. But it's painful to be as sensitive as we are, which is where the little crab shell comes from. Like, it literally protects you from getting stepped on. But then people just see a hard exterior and they're like, oh, you're tough. You're never affected by anything. You always seem good. And you're like, I'm sorry. Do you know what it feels like on the inside of my rib cage? Because I'm sobbing all day. So that thing I realized turns into like, well, I know you love me, but are you sure you're not mad at me?
Yeah.
Like, you seemed quieter this morning than normal. And it's like, well, yeah, because I hadn't had a cup of coffee yet. And I'm like, yeah, but are you mad at me?
Oh, the hypervigilance is insane.
Is that being Cancers or is that just our trauma?
It might be trauma. It might be both. Here's the problem. You can't traumatize a Cancer because they'll never get over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love Mia from Pom Pom Squad.
I love this crying song.
And just a little nugget. You heard it here first, folks. I produced a movie last summer and we're in post-production right now. And the whole time we were making the movie, I was listening to her album. And so I think
she going to score your movie?
No, she's going to play heavily in some of our music choices. And I just want everyone to know about her. I think she's fucking incredible. I think, you know, in terms of female voices out there doing things that are kind of different, I think she's different and cool. And I like the cheerleader vibe. And I like, you know, the romanticism of what she's doing while she's playing an electric guitar and just like kicking ass and wearing big, huge platform boots. And, you know, she covers Not a Surf, who was on One Tree Hill, who was a band that Peyton went to see. And so I like all those kind of Easter egg-y connections. So,
oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Okay. More pom-poms. Thank you.
Pom-poms.
We tell you every so often, we don't work with sponsors whose stuff we don't use. And I really love a lot of the things we've found on this podcast, from like better pillows to better towels to all the other things. But this frickin' app, the amount of money it has saved me, I didn't know how many weird little things I was subscribed to, from like reading a Substack and being like, to doing some random app download because I needed a feature and then I forgot. The amount of just like monthly bills that I was paying for that added up to be like hundreds and hundreds of dollars, I was mortified.
Well, Rocket Money is the solution and saves our But every time. You guys, Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, including us, and it has saved people a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So like $5 here and $8 there really adds up. They have saved members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. It's incredible.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. So all you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give them some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Okay, we have a question from Sydney. What is something small but completely annoys you? Sydney, why? Why would you want to know this?
Yeah, people want to know about our pet peeves. I feel like I've talked about this a lot lately, but it is the top of my freaking list. People who watch videos on their freaking phones on airplanes with no headphones in. Like, I think y'all are rude. Just straight up rude.
Rude. Girl.
I'm like, we are trapped in a tin tube that pings the sound around. Mm-hmm. I can't possibly survive 5.5 hours like this. Like, I want to claw my own ears off my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
It feels like, you know what it is? That adage about nails on a chalkboard, it feels like that on the insides of my bones.
Well, because we have that auditory
thing.
That
might be my gentle autism, but really, it makes me nuts.
We both have the auditory thing where we get overwhelmed if there's like a TV on and music playing. Oh, when there's like,
oh, I can't.
If there's two things happening, I can't do, like, I really will start to freak out.
I also have learned there's like a, and I can't remember what it's called because I don't have a degree in music, but there is a certain pitch that some people can hear and some people can't. And I always just thought I was crazy. I'd be like, what is that buzzing? What is that beeping? And people would look at me like, what are you talking about? And we were having a party here at the house in LA once, not long after Vanessa moved in with Ricard, but when they were not living together yet and she was still my roommate, we joked. He was basically like our house husband. Like, we were just like, our husband's home.
Those are helpful.
Ricard is the best. And, you know, he's an incredible music producer. And we were like cleaning up one night and he walked over. I was at the sink and he was like bringing some platters over. And I was like, God, that fucking sound is driving me so crazy. And I don't understand how no one else can hear it. Do you hear that? And he went, oh, yeah, that's blah, blah, blah. And like told me what the pitch was and how like what the percentage of people who can hear it is. And he was like, I have that. And I was like, well, that makes sense because you literally make a living writing music. So you should be able to hear that. I don't want to hear it.
It's unnecessary.
Like, how do
for
I get
you.
Rid of it? I just feel like a crazy person all the time. And he was like, yeah, it's kind of a bummer, isn't it? But cool that you can hear it too. I was like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I do that thing where I force blood into my ears to drown out other sounds. You know, like the
what
hum.
What do you do?
I don't know. You tense hum? Muscles in your head. No, I just tense muscles in my head and it creates like a...
I'm so glad nobody can see us right now because I'm trying to do what you're doing and I don't get it. This is one day where I'm very grateful this is an audio medium. Watch, this is going to be a blooper on Instagram. I'm like, huh?
Yeah. No, you just like force the blood into your ears and it creates like
I will shake mine.
Audio, yeah. Audio stuff bugs me.
Ugh.
And I don't like TV on at night. That really, I'm just triggered by sound a lot. Are you really jumpy when you watch movies and stuff? Like you react big to loud noises?
Big. It's terrible. Everybody, people actually like to see scary movies with me because I apparently break up the tension because I make them laugh with how jumpy I am.
Yeah, same.
And I'm like, well, I'm glad you're having a good time. I'm actively upset.
Yeah, all of my like, you know, adrenaline and all the bad chemicals are going right now.
Oh, I like this question from Laura, especially because we've been talking about places we want to travel, like Bulgaria, where Joy is making
yes,
a movie
yes.
right now.
Sofia, Bulgaria.
Honestly, it just feels deeply cool.
That's a sexy name. That should...
the rhyme? I'm like, okay. But Laura wants to know, what is the best city you've ever traveled to and your favorite thing that you did there?
This is hard. Because there's like, there's us as lone wolf creatures, right? And then there's us with our people. Mm-hmm. And so I will say that Hillary as a lone wolf creature really had a great time in New Orleans as a young person. Like you and I both spent so much time there.
We had such a good time there.
We identified with that place. There were ghosts, there was good food, there was great music, everyone was a little bit rowdy. Like, we fit that.
Yeah. Well, and when you think about it too, like in our 20s, you know.
We weren't going to Europe. We weren't like.
No, I mean, not to be crass, but like, you know, we were working on our show, but we weren't really making money. None of us had any credits. They signed us for nothing. And, you know, that was a long journey. And so, like, I remember watching people who were on, like, big network shows be able to go on those big European trips or whatever. Like, we couldn't afford that.
No, we needed, like, spring break quality travel.
Yeah, man. I loved being able to go to New Orleans and get, like, an oyster po'boy sandwich for, like, $4 and a Long Island iced tea for $8. We were like, oh, my God, we're living like kings down here.
You know how I feel about a Pimm's cup. Like, I had Rob Buckley do a movie with me down in Louisiana, and he hadn't been to New Orleans ever. And I was like, let me just take you on a little trip. And he had to carry my son on this ghost tour. And he ate like a monster. He ate like full meals everywhere we went. It was so fun. I'll never think of New Orleans and not think of Rob Buckley just like, I'll eat that whole thing.
Eating a hot dog?
Yeah, no, I'll eat that.
I love it. We should go back. We need to go back to
as like grown-up, sophisticated. We'll stay in the Garden District this time.
We'll stay in a fancy hotel.
Okay, but like as grown-ups with our people, where are we traveling that we love?
Yeah. I don't know. I also probably because I'm, you know, I'm looking at your face right now. Like I have such nostalgia for Paris because we started going there together for conventions and like going to the city and working. And then like we'd get off and, you know, put on a fancy little outfit and go, you know, down to some restaurant by the river. Like, I don't know, man. I just love, I love those memories running around these beautiful old cities late at night, you know. I get that movie montage of like the lights on the Eiffel Tower and everybody laughing and
oh my god,
dinner plates hitting the table. Like it just feels so.
You, Paul, and I had that magical night like under the Eiffel Tower at that Riverside Cafe.
Yes, with the blue lights along the water.
We were there so late.
Oh, they had to kick us out. They were like, Madames, Messieurs, you must go.
They were fucking Americans. I agree with you. I agree with you. And I just had the conversation with Jeffrey. There's a convention in Paris in September that I think I'm going to try to go. But
great.
Because
if you're going, I'm going.
My kids have school off the following week for holidays. And so I think I might bring all the Morgans and we'll just.
Oh
like
my
Gus
God,
takes
yes.
French and he's in the unit right now. And I know this because his French teacher approached me yesterday and was like, he needed to make up a test. But he's in the unit right now that discusses train schedules. And I was like, Madame Peterson, this is fantastic. Like,
can't wait for my son to be my tour guide.
Yeah. Sophia, we'll just make Gus do all the work.
I can't wait. Can we get him like a little conductor's cap? I feel like he might like it.
Yeah. He went through that Thomas the Train phase, if you remember.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Paris is just dreamy. It's dreamy and romantic and... Also creepy. Like I was telling George about the catacombs. Like we can't not take George, my creepy 6-year-old, to the catacombs.
Oh, we have to. She'll love it. I can't wait to see her little grin creep across her face.
Yeah, she likes creepy stuff. She's been on this planet multiple times. And thinks she's our age. She for sure thinks that you're her friend and not my friend.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Listen, you guys, I'm obsessed and I just never really saw it coming.
What are you obsessed with?
I don't obsess over things, but I am obsessed with Skims.
Oh, I was wearing this yesterday, my cotton jersey t-shirt from Skims. They're so soft and they hug my body in such a comfortable way that I don't feel like I'm strapped in. Like it's all really breathable, but it's very flattering. It's really cute, but it's a nice fabric. So it feels like I can throw it on with sweats or with a kind of a fancy skirt and go upscale at night. There's something about this t-shirt that's really versatile. I love it. From cropped silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there is a style for everyone, literally everyone. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. You're going to become one of those ladies where you open up the drawer, you open the cabinets,
it.
And it's all the same shirt just over
it's
and over and over.
It's a uniform.
Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X.
Now, if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live in to a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I'm on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Courtney wants to know, when you were growing up, what was your One Tree Hill or like your favorite teen drama you were obsessed with?
I mean, come on. Dawson's Creek, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. What else were we really into? I mean, I watched like a little bit of 90210 and then my parents watched an episode and I got in trouble because they thought it was salacious. And then I wasn't allowed to watch it anymore. And then in college, my best friend from my freshman year dorm hall, my friend Brenna, got me hooked on watching Sex and the City with her. And I was like, this is so outlandish. These people are so bold. Do people really have this, like, this in the world? It like shocked me. Everything about it was so shocking. And I remember feeling like very grown up because I was watching HBO.
So I wasn't allowed to watch any of those shows. Like none of them.
Well, yeah, you weren't allowed to listen to modern music, babe.
This was a real sheltered childhood. But when I was a kid, I was obsessed with this show that was it Nickelodeon that would air all the old. It was like TV Land, which was a offshoot of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they would air like I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched and stuff like that. But this show, girl, they played a show called What's Happening, and it was a black show. It was all like black teenagers. It was Dwayne and Raj. And, Shirley ran the local diner. And I loved the camaraderie and friendship. Oh, Rerun? Everybody knows Rerun. I was just obsessed with this show. And I just loved that they were kids that were always getting into trouble, but also like helping each other. And when I think about shows that informed One Tree Hill, there's a lot of parallels between those, you know? Mm-hmm. Everyone is funny, but also tender. And I still love that show. Love it. So TV Land was where I was allowed to watch TV.
I love that. Yeah. Well, and I love that, you know, as the weird little kids we were when we first met, like I remember when you first told me how much you loved Bewitched. And I was like, me too.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's mine. You know, like. There were some of those classic shows that we grew up watching reruns of that I really think, yeah, they really did feel so seminal to us.
Is there a home for rerun shows like that anymore? Because I know
No, but you think there should be.
There should be like a streaming platform that's just TV Land kind of stuff. Because we watched The Brady Bunch. We watched The Partridge Family. I mean, everything I watched was
Wait, our producer's chiming in to say Pluto TV. Oh, my God.
Is Pluto TV what I need to be watching?
Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
Love it. Fine. Yeah, What's Happening was such a good show. Mm. I just loved it. Loved it. I remember a very specific episode where Shirley was talking about wearing Charlie perfume. And at a yard sale, I saw like a half-used bottle for like $2 of Charlie perfume. And it's very strong and very chemically. I had to have it.
You had to have it because Miss Shirley had it.
God, fucking loved that show.
I love it.
Yeah, ma'am.
All right. Well, we've gone from favorite TV to Lauren's question. What is your favorite breakfast food?
I have not a good answer, I don't think. It's toast. I just really...
Just toast.
It's just toast. And I didn't even realize what a terrible answer it was until you asked.
It's a bland answer, babe.
It really is.
Listen, the thing is, especially when you work in the circus like we do, you can't always guarantee that you can get a good thing to eat. So it is nice to have like a plain basic that you can go to on set, whether it's like 4:45 in the morning or, you know, you're doing night shoots. So you're having breakfast at 6 p.m. And like, you got to just get it in and keep moving. I get that.
What's yours?
Well,
it's like fancy. Is it a frittata?
Oh my God, stop it. So here's what I was going to say is I'm like, okay, if I'm traveling or I'm on set, it's really plain. I want one of those like crunchy rice cakes, plain peanut butter. I do like, you know me, I travel with a little thing of salt everywhere. So I do salt. If I can find a banana, great. If not, I'll just eat the rice cake and peanut butter. That's like my toast. But when I am home in LA and I have a free weekend, like my Saturday breakfast is always really important to me. And then it's either a Courage bagel or a crispy rice bowl from Squirrel. And then I feel very fancy.
You do love that bagel place.
Oh, I am the mayor of Courage Bagels. They once gave me my bag of bagels that I ordered and put Mayor Sophia on it. And I was like, I've arrived. This is more meaningful to me than any award I've ever won. This is my hometown hero moment. I am the Baroness of Bagels. Thank you so much. And I went home.
Who needs a key to the city when you've got that bag of bagels?
I don't. The fact that I can walk up to that window and they're like, you're usual. And I'm like, you fucking know it. That's a love language to me.
Yeah, nailed it. Well, speaking of, Lisa wants to know, what are your love languages?
Stop.
Yeah, that's literally the next question.
Okay, wait, what are yours?
So I feel like mine used to be physical. I was not a kid that was hugged enough, I guess. And like physical touch was how I understood love to exist. But my husband is, he is an acts of service person. And so for instance, like, you know that Jeffrey just walked into this room and said, I'm going to the grocery store. What can I get for you? Like, my understanding of love has changed over the course of my relationship with him, where I see how meaningful acts of service are. And that's what he's really good at. So now that's what I'm really attracted to.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how it can change?
I really love that. I think similarly to you, and like maybe it's because I was the only kid in the house. Physical touch has always been one of my biggest love languages. And I think because I'm so lucky to have the friend community that I have, like I'm never sitting next to you without my head on your shoulder and vice versa.
Oh my God. There was a puppy pile moment at Bevan's house that was
literally in the dog bed, like on the floor. It was so great.
Loved it.
Anytime I'm anywhere, I'm either sitting in a friend's lap, they're sitting in my lap. Like I am the kind of person, oh God, back in the fall, I spent a couple of days in New York on my way to that trip with my family. And I was staying in the city with one of my best friends and a bunch of our friends were in town. Everybody was there for like music stuff and fashion stuff. And my friend Jacob was in town and I didn't know. And I was walking down the street in Soho out of my friend's apartment, going to get lunch. And I see Jacob and I go, no. And he's walking toward me and he goes, no. And we ran at each other like it was a movie. And before I knew what was happening, I was in the air and I had like my legs and arms wrapped around him and he was spinning me around in the street. And it was like this whole moment. And I watched people be like, what is happening?
What is this?
And then like, he put me down and then like the guy he was seeing ran up and wrapped his arms around him. And then people were like, oh, they're not a couple. And I was like, no, I just like, I want to be smushed together with my people all the time. I hold hands. I hold arms. Like I love safe physical affection. And I think I've leaned into it, especially like since leaving a job years ago where like my physical body was very unsafe.
Yeah.
In a way, it's almost like the people who I'm comfortable physically with, I'm even more comfortable with now because I'm not very comfortable with strangers. But I don't know. I love hugging. But then to your point, like my other one is definitely acts of service. Like I love to pack for people. I love to help you move.
Oh, that's so nice.
Like to go to someone's house and reorganize their pantry is like my absolute dream come true. Like I will show up if you have anything going on, whether it's good or bad, I will show up to help you with it. And that's something I like about myself and that I really value in my friends like you, because you're the same way. Like if something's going on, you're just like, what do you need? Where are we going? What time do we need to be there?
Yeah.
And that stuff, that feels like an extension of like a safe hug to me. It's an energetic hug in a way.
Yeah, that felt really safe on our Drama Queens tour. Like, I wanted to drive because I wanted to take care of everyone. And you wanted to get our outfits. And, you know, like you were doing all of the social media posts. Like you were just like handling all the business that I couldn't because I was driving. Mm. And it felt so loving. Like taking care of each other in that way.
Yeah.
That I think the longer you're with someone, the more those acts of service, they're easier to do, but also they mean more. It's like, this is someone who's not bored with me and still wants to show up for me. How cool.
Well, and in that way that you talk about your relationship with Jeffrey, like you guys have been together for 15 years. You and I have been together for 20 years.
Yeah.
When you can, like when we can get in the two front seats of a vehicle and divide and conquer, and we don't even need to talk about the plan. We're just doing it. And we're laughing the whole time. It's like, God, that's a nice shared language to have with someone.
Shorthand, baby. That's the love language. Shorthand. You guys, these were great
questions. I love these questions. Thank you, friends.
Yeah. Don't use our pet peeves against us. Thank you.
Yeah, please don't come to conventions and like bang pots. I'll cry.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.